Welcome back to the Baba Show here on Ujima 98 FM, and I'm delighted now to welcome into the studio Joe, who's the CEO of Linkage. And I think it's quite appropriate that we have you in just after the What's On section, because I have to be honest and say that a lot of our information comes from your very excellent website, which has just so much information about what's happening across the city. Now, one of the things that we've got you in today to talk about is the fact that you've changed your name, and that's aligned to the fact that you've changed slightly the focus of what you do. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Jo?
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on, Gail. Linkage Bristol has had a name change now to Linkage Network, which is the new name and also a new focus for the charity. We've renamed it to Linkage Network because we are really interested in networking with the other community providers across Bristol around what they're doing for people 55 years and over, and linking together, connecting opportunities for collaboration, working together to find gaps, so that we're not all reinventing the wheel, really. It's the idea that if we work together, we're stronger, rather than working in silos of isolation.
You know, we've been heavily involved with the Bristol Ageing Better partnership. And explain to me how your network is going to sit alongside and sort of work with that existing network across the region.
Well, Bristol Ageing Better is absolutely fabulous opportunity for the city. And we've been incredibly proud and delighted to have been awarded a couple of pots for their money to run projects in the city. And we're very active in Bristol Ageing Better, but I think we do something slightly different. We cover a different geographical area to start off with, so we can work across the west of England. And indeed, we actually have one of our members of the network is St John's, which covers the Bath and surrounding area. So we can scoop up practice, which is a bit more regional. Obviously, Bristol Ageing Better's main impact is around disseminating such a lot of money, big lottery money, throughout the city to reduce isolation and loneliness. And we're not a commissioner in that way. We do focus on delivering projects. We focus on running a community network of community providers for older adults. And we also focus on informing people, as you mentioned before, about what's on in Bristol for them.
How do you gather all that information? Because there really is tons of information, and it's beautifully divided up by region as well. So it's very easy to find what's local to you, and that can sometimes be difficult in the city, can't it?
So I'm pleased you like it. We do provide that information both on our website, and then we also produce some hard print copies of what's on guides as well for some areas. And again, it's about not reinventing the wheel. It's not about us going out there and maybe doing an internet search. It's about us working with the partners who are already working in the community and them feeding the information into Linkage so that it automatically populates the What's On guides. There's no need to reinvent the wheel so often in this life.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, obviously you get involved in projects of your own. We've had Sally in a number of times talking about the Macmillan Prevention and Re-enablement Project, and you run taster days of the activities that you do, and there are some more coming up this year, which we've talked about before. But you also have a couple of new projects coming online, don't you? Tell us about those.
Okay, so again, this is Bristol Ageing Better money that we won to run Talking Tables, which is a project that does cookery sessions at three of Bristol's city farms. So we're working in partnership with St Werburgh City Farm, Lawrence Western Community Farm and Wimmill Hill City Farm to run cookery sessions for older adults to come and find out how to cook delicious, tasty, nutritious meals, but also to meet other local people and to socialise. The idea is that you have a session to learn to cook something and to share ideas and share recipes, but then also at the end you sit down and eat the meal together.
That's really nice, because as we've focused on so many times in the past, nutrition is something that's so important. And as you get older, you tend not to look after yourself quite as well. Cooking, for one, can often not be very nice, so people don't tend to do that. It can be quite lonely. So you're combining two things there. You're encouraging people to cook, and you're also being sociable with them. How do you keep these activities running? Because, you know, funding cuts are affecting all the sector.
Absolutely, and we all have to get more creative as we go on. The farms are providing project staff who will be running it, and also they will be employing freelance community cooks from the areas. And we are hoping that there will be volunteers who are attracted to help out as well. So if anyone is interested in volunteering, then do get in touch with us at Linkage, because we'd love to hear from you.
And if people are interested in sort of coming along to some of these classes, how do they get involved with that?
Absolutely. Likewise, just give the Linkage office a call or drop us an email. So we are on 0817 353 3042. Give us a call and register your interest to come along to one of the sessions.
And I know that for some of the Macmillan Prevention and Re-enablement Project activities, you're able to help out with transport, because obviously that can be a problem. Mm. Are you going to be able to help in the case of the talking tables as well?
Absolutely. We've set aside a budget to help people who need that help to get to the sessions. And when we talk to people who are interested in coming along to the sessions, we will be talking to them about what are their access requirements. It might be that there's a very simple solution, such as two of the attendees getting the bus together or sharing a taxi. It might be that we organise community transport for people, but we would like to have that conversation. We don't want the journey to the session to prevent them from coming along.
I think that's really good, because it can be the simplest things that cause a barrier, and they're really easy to sort out. So it's really great that you're able to do that. Are there limited places? Do people have to sort of book early? Do you think it's going to be very busy?
I hope it is going to be very popular. And yes, we're only going to take up to about 10 people per session. But then we're going to have, each course will have 6 to 8 weeks. So one afternoon a week. Each farm is going to do either 2 or 3 in the year. If you do miss one, then hopefully there'll be another one coming up. The other thing is that we're going to try to ring fence one course for people who identify as LGBT+, from the point of view of people coming together in a safe space.
That sounds great. And of course, you know, they're being held at City Farms. Are people going to be going out and sort of collecting produce and actually sort of getting hands-on from the garden to the plate?
Yes, absolutely. That's the point, is if people are interested, we want them to come and have a look around the farm. You can grow a lettuce in a few weeks, especially if it's warm enough. A lot of these places have propagation facilities, so that there's indoor growing facilities. All of the farms are accessible to people in wheelchairs or with mobility issues, and they will take good care of you from the point of view of health and safety. So if you do feel a bit unsteady on your feet, don't let it put you off. They will take good care of you.
Well, I mean, you're ticking every box I can think of there, you know. Bit of exercise, bit of fresh air, good food, you know, the satisfaction of knowing that you've prepared that food yourself, good company. Mm. What's not to love?
Absolutely.
Great project. Just give that phone number again for people if they're interested.
Okay, so please call us at Linkage on 0117 353 3042.
And obviously your website is www.linkagenetwork.org.uk if you have access to the internet. Now that's one project which sounds absolutely brilliant. You've also got another one called the Post-Retirement Opportunities Project.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, so this is another project which we are naming PRO, Post-Retirement Opportunities. And these will be events for people who are approaching their age of retirement, or maybe already are retiring in the process of that. And it's about helping people think about what next. So what we aspire to do is put on a series of events where there will be information about maybe looking at getting another job. Some people will want to downsize, maybe into a smaller, less demanding part-time job, like some shop work. Other people might be interested in going into consultancy because they're actually very specialised in their career now. Other people might be interested in volunteering, so they might want to train up to be a coach for kiddies' football teams, helping out in a more social care environment. So that's work, that's volunteering. There's also people sometimes are interested in learning something new. So education, we'd like to provide information about that. And lastly, we'd also like to be able to provide information about help for finances. So some people will have planned their retirement down to the last penny, but other people will be looking at retirement like the rabbit in the headlights and thinking, what on earth am I going to do with my finances? And the idea of these events is to be able to gather people together and then provide them with the gateways to those information. So we won't be telling you, Linkage won't be telling you what to do with your money, but we will be asking experts to come in and then people can refer themselves to agencies and get the help that they want or they need.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. I mean, that the whole thing around pensions is just fraught with complications. And as you say, can very often for people be very much rabbit in the headlights, can't it? It's almost like how long is a piece of string? You know, even if you have planned, you've no idea these days whether the amount that you've put aside or the amount of pension you're going to receive is actually going to cover your needs. So any advice that you can get is very well received on that. How are you picking the financial advisors that you're working with?
I think we'll look to make some connections maybe with government-funded agencies, such as Talking Money maybe, that would be interested in coming along and talking to people, rather than maybe independent financial advisors.
Yeah, so there won't be a conflict of interest there.
Absolutely.
Great. I mean, retirement age, it's a funny old thing these days, isn't it? Because, you know, we retire, but we're still, hopefully, fit, healthy, active, we've got our minds, we've got our skills. So it's nice to have a project that can sort of utilise some of that and help. It's going to be like a two-way street, really, isn't it?
It is. And I think it's about people making informed decisions for the future, because this can be a whole new phase of life where, as you say, people can be active and finally have the resources to do things they've been holding off doing because they've been caring for older parents and working at the same time. But now they have the time to do what they want.
When does that project start?
We're hoping that's going to start in the next couple of months. But again, if anybody's interested, do please call the same number.
Great. Give that number again.
It's 0117 353 3042.
Jo, before you leave us, I just want to talk about Walkfest. That's coming up in May, so a little bit far in advance. But Link Asia Network are quite heavily involved with Walkfest. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're one of the partners that is managing and delivering Walkfest. And in total, there's, I think, three or four partners, which is ourselves, Link Asia Network, Active Ageing Bristol, who are doing the most part of the actual work in delivering, and also the Ramblers Association. Walkfest will take place all over May, as you said. We will be delivering over 150 walks, I think nearly every day of the month of May, there'll be a walk. The best way to find out information about what walks are out there for different levels and abilities is to go to the website.
BristolWalkFest.com, and Bristol Walkfest is all one word.
All the walks are listed there. There's great variety of walks, so lots of different interests. So some walks are about history, some walks will be about nature, photography opportunities, you name it, I think it's in there. With a multitude of delivery partners delivering it. So walks will be led by lots of different agencies and organisers.
Are Linkage actually escorting any walks? Have you sort of designed any routes?
No, we're the lead agency, so we're holding it legally. But people actually delivering the walks are people who are trained to deliver them and insured to do so. So you're in safe hands when you do it. And it should be a blast. It's both for older adults, but also for the younger group, school children. There's family walks, easy walks, something to push you if you want something a bit more challenging.
I think it's the sixth year that we've had the Walkfest, and it's growing bigger and bigger each year. It really gets you into the heart of different bits of the city, actually. What I like about it is, you know, I live in Cottam, so I sort of know that area quite well, but it's quite nice to look for walks in a different part of the city, and then you can explore new areas. And Bristol has such a lot to offer. And if the weather's nice, which you can't guarantee, of course, there's nothing better than getting out and stretching your legs and also meeting new people, because you're meeting people and you have something in common already, don't you? A love of walking. And we know that the health benefits of walking are, well, very good. It doesn't put too much strain on the body. It's a really good way to get the heart and lungs working. So we recommend that. So lovely. Well, thanks, Jo, for coming in and telling us about all these different activities. Link Asia Network is a really valuable resource to not just our city, but to the whole region. I know that you sort of work out beyond the city boundaries. Absolutely brilliant. So thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I might have got rid of Jo, but I have managed to grab her mother, Pat, just before they disappear out the door. And we were talking there a little bit about Walkfest, and Pat told me that when she first came to Bristol, she joined a group called Strollers.
Well, the Strollers were a group actually run by U3A, which I had joined, and I had been in where I lived before previously. And I wanted to find out about Bristol, and I wanted to get to know people because I only knew my family. So took part in the strolls, and we went on buses all over the place. and I got to know the neighbourhoods very well.
And have you stayed in touch with people you met on the strollers?
Oh, yes. I mean, you meet them on a regular basis if you belong to U3A. They have monthly meetings. There are other groups as well, educational and social.
Yes, we've talked about U3A on the Babbers before, and it's a great organisation, isn't it?
It's great. Yes, it is indeed.
The range of activities that are covered, absolutely astonishing.
Yes.
Do you actually participate in any other groups?
Well, I run the Scrabble group and a soloist group.
What's soloist?
Well, it's a sort of poor man's bridge. It's whist, but you don't play with a partner. You play on your own. It's a card game.
Yes, I remember playing card games when I was growing up. And you're right. They're very sociable things, aren't they?
They are.
There's a good chance to sort of chat. Yeah. And Scrabble, well, my mother is a Scrabble addict. If I'm there for 3 days, we'll have about 2 Scrabble games a day. So
yes.
Are you the same?
I'm not with my daughter, but I have a very good friend who I go and visit and we play all the time.
So when you say you run or you participate in the Scrabble group at U3A,
yeah.
Can anybody just turn up or do you have to book?
How does it work? Well, I mean, I run my group in the cafe. And people can turn up, yes.
Okay.
But we have news sheets, which are distributed to members. And the name, my name, for instance, would be on the Scrabble group, or somebody else's name is on whatever group they happen to run.
And can somebody sort of come along before they join just to see if they like it?
They can, yes. Have a taster.
Great.
Yes. Yeah. Can I say one thing about U3A?
You can.
You do not have to have gone to university.
I think that's a very good point to make, actually, because that can be a little bit misleading, can't it?
A bit daunting, yes.
Yes. No, it is a group of like-minded people of a certain age. How old do you have to be to be...
It's very loose, really. It's sort of where you've retired.
Well, if you're interested in finding out more about the U3A, I've got the website address, and that's www.u3a, so that's u3a.org.uk, and then if you do a /and type Bristol, you'll get the actual Bristol site, because U3A is something that happens all over the country. Well, that's lovely. I'm glad we managed to grab you quickly before you disappeared out the door. And may I ask how old you are, Pat?
Yes, I'm 82.
82. Well, if I may say, you can't see Pat, but she's a very sprightly looking 82. Obviously, this strolling and Scrabble playing and card gaming is doing you wonders.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in and sharing that.